Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on my way to Amarillo. I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty. Head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town. Texas town. I'd drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her. My breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town.
Baby, turn the porch light on. Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
Oh, oh yeah, what about a little West Texas Pitmaster time? West Texas. This Pitmaster is live, coming to you right now, brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com with your co-host tonight, Chris Chadwick. I'm in the house tonight. Lancer's out on the road coming off the barbecue trail. Been in a big competition all weekend. I don't know where he's at, Dallas, Fort Worth, on the way home. He is on the road, rolling. He has let the smoke roll all weekend. Man, I tell you what, it's nothing like being out on the road, barbecuing, having a big time, cooking, putting your heart and soul into it and getting them calls and just doing the best you can. That's what it's all about. We love barbecue. That's what we do in this show about barbecue, how much we love it, the passion we have for it. And I'm just proud. Lance asked me to help him out tonight. I was more than glad to come on and fire it up. Take care of this studio board for him. We've got Lance on hold right now. We're going to key him in and let him introduce himself and rock it out. Lance, you got it, sir. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How are you, Chris?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm running wide open and just pulled steaks off the grill and doing the do right here, brother.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate you taking care of this for me this weekend and helping me out, because that's being on the road for the last 2 weeks cooking, and it's good to be back on the radio a little bit, just talking. So
I'm telling you, and it's not like you hadn't done enough talking this past weekend, huh?
You know, it's even been kind of quiet this weekend. You know, we rolled in late into Dallas, actually Grand Prairie, before we were cooking this weekend, which is a suburb, I guess, of Dallas, and, you know, we rolled in about 1 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, seen John and a few guys, and, you know, got set up a little bit, and kind of, we couldn't even pull our cooker in until about 7 o'clock Saturday morning, and our first turn-in was like at 11 or 12 o'clock. So I literally threw up a table, pulled the generator out, and got a table out, went to prepping meat. So it's
I'm telling you,
fun.
that's what you call you letting the smoke roll right there, brother.
Yeah, it was. But you know, it's a good time. Get to see a lot of great cooks over there. We were actually adding on to everybody kind of what we were doing this weekend. We're at the IBCA Invitational, which is essentially IBCA's championship cook-off that they have every year. They have an invitational on Saturday and then an open on Sunday, very similar to what the American Royal does. And, you know, it's a great time. And so your qualifier for like your invitational is if you win a grand championship or a first in a meet category, you know, that's part of the sanctioning body, then you get an invite to it. And I think that Lynn told me this year that there was 350 people that actually qualified for the cook, and they had, I think, an invitational around 50 or so there, and they opened, I believe, today, she told me, 82 to 84 teams. So, you know, it's a good cook.
Man, that's a pretty good-sized cook now for Tennessee. That's huge. For Texas, that's nice. I'm telling you.
So,
you got it. Usually, yeah. Most of your cooks are around 100 teams or so, and they get bigger from there, man. I tell you, I couldn't imagine it until I go do it, you know. And it's a big show and a lot of fun. Well, let me take a quick break, interrupt you for just a second. We've got a caller in queue right here. I want to go on and queue him in. I'm sure he is ready to talk to you because he probably hadn't talked to you in a day or two. So let's introduce caller 864, a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours, Mr. Barbecue Media himself. Mr. Barbecue Superstars, Daryl Mast, is in the house. What's happening, Daryl?
Oh, man, hell yeah. Now, you know, I know that old boy. Now, he was 1-for-2 up there in the American Royal for beer chugging. And, Lance, I tell you, that second round, the beer was too heavy, wasn't it?
Man, I mean, you know, of course, you know, it's like, you know, I'm going to have to give Frank this deal a little bit. I'm going to have to give him a hard time because, you know, you guys have been practicing a little bit more that day than I had. You know, I've been doing contests, so, you know, I really hadn't got my proper calisthenics in drinking beer and chucking it at that point. So you know, yeah, and then throw a heavy beer out there, too, to top that off. Man, that was rough.
Well, let's not make excuses. Heavy beer.
Hey, that's how I ended up at it chugging the second time was because of excuses.
Now, Lance won the first one fair and square, but Frank Cox just could not give it up. And, you know, he kept saying something about it. And I said, well, shoot, we'll just run it back and do it again. You know, and now I don't know if the 3-1-2 beer was a fix. You know, they were trying to load it up on you or what, but I noticed some yellow label 312s come out, didn't it?
Yes. But you know, I'll get Frank that. I mean, he beat me fair and square, and you know, so you know, heck, I mean, you know, that's one of those deals. And no, it was a good time. We had a great time with you up there, Daryl, and I know you did a lot of filming, and man, it was just a great. A great event. I mean, like I said, good people. Got to meet you finally in person. And, Frank, you know, man, we had a good time, I think. So,
we really did. Now, I actually separated out a little 2-minute, 30-minute section. And it's three fellas standing in a row. Now, I had one family member from each one of the contestants there. But I've loaded 4 hours today already, and I got 5 hours more loading. I figured out another way of loading where I can load them faster, and I think somewhere in between now and the morning, that video will be up along with a whole bunch of the other ones. But now, we did a radio show up there. We had some special guests that just kind of showed up, and they had on some special outfits and stuff. And Lance, can you tell me about the special guests that showed up?
Oh, man, I think we're talking about the Renaissance women. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
that was quite a thing there. What, I know 15, 20 of them probably showed up and jumped into the show.
Yeah, it was a whole troop of actors that were doing this show they call Renaissance Show. And, you know, I've never actually seen them push-up bra dresses that supposedly was back in the 18th century or whatever, but we got a good dose of it. There was probably 15 women there, and they looked like they were sticking up under their chins. I mean, it was put way up. And it was funny,
you know. I was going to say, we just kind of had a busty time there.
Yeah. Well, they had this move. Now, I got a video where I tried to move on the morning show. I'm going to do it in the morning, too. But when they bent over just so far, them things kind of flung out. And then when they stood up, they kind of flung back in. And poor old Frank Cox, he was sitting there, and he couldn't see nothing. And there's this woman standing over his head, and what you do to him there, Lance?
Oh, man, it was good. It was good. It was that was a kind of a classic moment there. So,
yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun stuff that happened, wasn't there, Lance?
Yes, there was. Yes, there was. So, no, it was. It was a good time. Had a lot of people there. I mean, I really had a great turnout. I mean, we had a lot of people interacting with us, and, you know, it was good. And, you know, I think a lot of people enjoyed it. And, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, even over here this weekend, you know, I was a little shocked by the amount of people that actually knew about the shows that we've been doing. Oh, with Mark and Duke Stars. There were several people that knew about them.
Wow.
So, had some truck drivers and stuff like that that, you know, I had one truck driver come up to me and said that, you know, he listens to them on the road. He downloads them to his iPod every week, and he listens to them. So, you know, I was pleasantly surprised. You know, you always wonder how far you're getting out there and how many people and stuff are listening to us. And you know, like I said, I mean, I live 400 miles away from Dallas, and there are people there that are listening to it. So, you know, we're getting into some of the major areas and stuff like that. So that's great.
You know, Lance, the one thing about it, now I know you know a lot about Internet, but we don't have boundaries like cable television and even Sirius Radio and them. I mean, this is worldwide free. All you got to do is just pick up and listen to it. There's no barrier.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, and the thing is, I mean, you know, the advertising side of it, you know, most of us are just, you know, pushing it out on the, you know, social media and stuff, you know, Facebook, things like that. And, you know, and that's, you know, how that is, too. And, I mean, you know, Facebook, they're kind of learning how to choke that down, too, so they, you know, limit to how many posts and, you know, how many viewers and stuff see some of this stuff. And, you know, so, you know, it always makes you wonder exactly how many people are actually getting to see things about it and know about it. And, so I would say that, you know, advertising, stuff like that, it's working in the ways that we're doing it. So, you know, that's good.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, media convergence is coming. And if you watch television now, every single show will have on the bottom Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or LinkedIn. And now, on the morning show, now this is something that really shocked me, Lance, and I'd like to kind of hear your commentary on it, is the morning show, they did a whole morning show on the funniest videos on YouTube. That just about made me fall over. And I think, really, that's kind of pointing toward this media convergence coming into full swing.
I agree on that. I mean, and I think you're going to see more and more of that stuff. I mean, you know, the Internet's getting faster, you know, in most areas where, you know, they can run streaming and stuff like that. And, you know, the cable and, like Dish Network, you know, for instance, you know, you see this all the time, you know, you'll be flipping through channels and there'll be a channel off. And, you know, they have a big write-up there. You know, we're in negotiations right now to negotiate a rate. And, you know, up until that time, you know, you can't view this channel. And so, you know, you have so much that kind of stuff going on now that this other way, you know, of course, I mean, it'll probably go into some type of a paid deal eventually. But, you know, right now, those are kind of free areas to get into. And you can get,
millions and millions of people, you know, watching that stuff. So I think so. I think it's a great way. It's a new avenue. And, you know, for people and companies and stuff like that that's got things out there like that, they can do it. You know, it don't cost them millions and millions of dollars to do it.
You know, that's the thing about advertising on Barbecue Superstars Network now. We got radio, we got television, we got a newspaper, we've got, I've tried to cover all areas of media with Barbecue Superstars. And folks, one thing I can truly say, and Lance, I think you can agree with this, barbecue is all internet. I don't know of any really media outlet except for these little quirky 30-minute shows where there's any major news about barbecue except on the internet, but everything you want, you can find on the internet.
That's it. No, that's exactly right. I mean, the internet is probably the number one source for anything related to barbecue, and you're absolutely right about that. You know, and some of them, just what you said, I mean, some of them are getting on the bandwagon, and, you know, they're starting to really push, you know, some shows and stuff like that on TV, but it's still, internet is the place to be, I think, and especially in our market and stuff like that, it's the way to do it.
Now, Lance, I wanted to tell you, I opened a butcher shop this week. Now, everything on Barbecue Superstars Butcher Shop, Competition Butcher Shop, is all competition meat. Wagyu, Compart Duroc, we've got, I mean, and essentially we've got ribs, Boston butts, and brisket. And now we've got some big super packs you could buy, $840 super pack, which will carry you five contests. I'm really excited about this butcher shop. And, Lance, did you know I had a butcher shop?
I seen that you were in the works on something on that end of it, and I seen a little bit on it. I hadn't been on the internet as much here in the last week or so as I had been. So I hadn't really got to read much about it, but I knew you were working on something on that end of it, so it's up and running, huh?
Yeah, now, we've got Berkshire is another big one. I know there's some people out there who like those 15- and 20-pound Boston butts that they might take to a contest, but, yeah, we're up and running. Now, I've got a landing page on Barbecue Superstars, but you got to hit a link on that landing page in order to been over there to the butcher shop. But now, one thing I want to put out on the air tonight, Lance, you tell me what you think. I'd like to come up with a competition pack for one contest where we put a combination together of a Wagyu, a Compart Duroc Boston butt, two of them, three racks of ribs, and then have a butcher brisket injection, butcher pork injection, butcher chicken injection, and then have maybe Plowboy Rub and Cimarron Dock and Smoky Guns all one combination pack. Now, we could do it for Oak Ridge, too, if we could get Oak Ridge involved, where a barbecue cook on a Monday could go in and buy his flavor profile competition meat package, all in one package. What would you think about that?
Well, I think that's a neat approach. I mean, I've never thought about it like that. And you know, I could see, you know, very much backyard guys doing something like that. You know, that's something that we've all been talking about. You know, you're involved in something or getting so complex and, you know,
you're breaking up a little bit, Lance. I don't know if you're in a bad spot or not. Guys, Lance, I believe we're about to lose Lance for a few minutes. You still with us, Lance? Darryl, I think we lost Lance for a few minutes.
Okay, Lance, call back now. Let's just let's go ahead and we'll let you bust back in, but now The only thing about it is, if I put together a competition pack, I need to do it for at least all the main companies, you know, Oak Ridge Rub, Big Ron's, Cosmo. Cosmo, you know, we'd have to offer at least two or three packs of Cosmo in it because we could mix and match. And then maybe offer some Butcher barbecue sauce with a couple of the packs. You know, if we can get these guys all on board with it. And I might be interested in trying to do an SCBA pack.
Well,
go ahead, Lance. We got you back, bud.
All right, man. I don't know what happened. I'm going through the hills in Texas here, so I guess we hit a snag.
I didn't know Texas had any hills.
They don't have mountains.
I didn't know they had any hills. I didn't see no hollers, no hills. All I see was flat land. I didn't know they had any hollers.
You might be in a hole, a canyon or something.
Hill. Yeah, that's funny.
We have the second largest canyon in the United States right behind the Grand Canyon. You didn't get to go see it, but, I mean, it was about an hour from north of Lubbock. And
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
interesting. It's called Apollo Girl Canyon, and, I mean, it's a big canyon. And, you know, well, like I said, you know, I grew up where there was mountains, and, I mean, kind of like you guys. I mean, you have mountains where you guys come from, and, you know, it is a little different. It's a little different, but we're in, right now I'm going through what technically they call the hill country of Texas. And so a lot of that oak and stuff that I burn, that's where it comes from. It's right through here.
Well, it's a big state. It never ceases to amaze me, all the wonders that Texas has. they almost catch up to Tennessee.
Texas could be its own nation. It's so big.
It could be. You're right. It could be its own sovereign country. That's for sure. And that's
how'd you come out on your cook? I was interested to find out how West Texas Pitmaster done this weekend.
Well, we had a little luck this weekend. We picked the Invitational, which, like I said,
you won it?
No, we didn't win it, but we were eighth place, and we were eighth overall. You know, that was top ten. That's a good day. My daughter, Lexi, she got sixth place in the kids' queue there, grilling pork chops. I had the pictures up. Matter of fact, we used the grill grates, and she kicked some butt there. And then today in the open, we hit 11th. In brisket. So they've taken the top 15 on each category, and so we were 11th. So that's pretty good night for us.
Yeah.
Well, Ann, let me bring something up real quick. Let me say something real quick. The other morning I was on YouTube, and I come across a video posted by Daryl Mast, Barbecue Superstars. It was titled West Texas Pitmasters Rib Grub Ribs. And I sat there and watched. It was about an hour long. And
Daryl did a comparison, three ribs, three racks, and really enjoyed that. But, you know, I want you to know that sucker had 5,000-plus views. So West Texas Pitmasters is on Barbecue Superstars, and it's going out. It's going crazy. I mean, that's some views for a barbecue video now. That's all pretty awesome.
Yeah, you can tell me that last night. I was amazed myself. You know, and I'll tell you something. You told me about that yesterday evening, and I got on there and I looked at that, and I think it was just like you said. It was like 5,062, and then I refreshed my browser this morning at some point, and it was almost up to 5,092, 5,096 or something. So in about a 15-hour period or whatever, it had already gone about another 30 more people that already looked at it. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that is kind of crazy.
So, well,
I got 5,105
right now.
Look at there. Look at that. I'm telling you, it's just rolling. The smoke is rolling hard on West Texas Pitmasters and Barbecue Superstars. I tell you, maybe one of these days I'm going to put a video on there and I might get 10.
Yeah, I bet you get more than that.
No, I get 10. I'll get 10, 15. That'll be about my cap.
1,000 probably. Yeah, 10, 15,000. That's probably right.
Yeah, 10. Oh, mercy. I'm telling you, gentlemen. I don't know what we'd do without it. I love it myself. It sure has helped me tremendously.
Yes.
I just love being a part of the Barbecue Superstars family. They're growing. They've got just a dynamite lineup all week on BarbecueSuperstars.com and BNTL. I said that right, didn't I, Daryl?
Yeah.
BNTL series, they've got a dynamite crew all the way across the board on the BNTL series every week. So Daryl's got it humping, and then he's got the morning show. And Daryl, he's got a new show coming on Tuesday morning. There's a lot of things happening right there. Jan Charles show on Tuesday morning, Daryl. That's gonna be exciting too, isn't it?
Man, I can't wait now. If you go to Food Network's website right now, they have Restaurant Express on there. And if you click on that link, it'll take you over. It'll say, meet our contestants. And Jan Charles is right there, about the fourth picture down. So she'll be debuting on Food Network November 6th. And she'll be debuting on Barbecue Superstars Tuesday, October 15th. So, man, that makes me feel big, man.
Man, that is great. That's awesome.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's, oh my God.
It is.
You know, I worked so hard on this stuff this weekend since we left you, Lance. I've put up 46 videos for the American Roll, and I got 9 loading right now. And I tell you what, I can't imagine myself doing anything else, Chris, and you know, you, Lance, and John Reeves, you know, Lance, I don't tell you very often, and it was really an honor to meet you, but you three fellows are my backbone on the radio, and I just, you know, I might not call into your show because I'm banking on you, and I've got so much other stuff going that, you know, when it comes to y'all three, I mean, I just put you down as part of the inner circle, and, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you three fellas. And don't think because I'm not around, it doesn't mean I don't care about you. It just means, hell, I got my camera blazing wide open and probably walking half a mile. And how far did you walk down there at the American Roll, Lance?
Oh, man. You know, that's a long ways. I got really lucky. I had I had my wife and daughter, and we had some friends that lived there. In Missouri, and so our walk to just for turn-ins was 7 minutes each way. So,
oh my God,
it was a hike, and you know, we made it. We turned in 11 trays at the Royal this year, and every one of them made it in, and you know, so it's it was great. But yes, that place is huge.
My man.
You know, and you walked. Every time I seen you, you were out there doing something. So, there ain't no telling how many miles you walked.
I walked around 10 miles a day. I think one day I walked 12. But
wow.
but the one day when I was doing the Operation Barbecue Relief live shoot, I walked a mile and a half 6 times carrying the camera. And about 10 o'clock at night, we got back to the trailer. I literally sat down in this chair, and Frank was like, hey, let's do this and let's do that. I don't remember what he said. I was asleep in that damn chair. I was like, Frank was like, damn, he's asleep.
I can imagine Frank doing that to you.
You know what? We missed one person out there at the Roll, and that was Chris Chadwick. And Chris, if you'd have been there, that'd have just put the icing on the cake, brother.
Well, maybe one of these years, maybe we'll be able to make that trip. Who knows? You know, it's. I really want to try to make the Jack Daniels this year. I'm really planning on it really hard. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. It's
we're going to be there, and we're going to come down and join you and Frank and Lance. I guess I'm going to have to pick up where you left off. It don't matter if it's ultralight, ale, bock, dark. It don't matter. I'm going to chug her down. It's going to be on.
Attaboy.
I mean, if it's chocolate syrup, we can drink it. I mean,
well, you probably just did yourself in there because, you know, Frank will be bringing some Guinness dark with him now.
Yeah, that's all right.
Syrup.
That's all right. They will break out the Natty Lights, the hole filler, and then the good beer comes out when you. Everybody has that Natty Light as a backup. Somebody asks for a beer. Sure, man, here's one. You have a Natty Light.
Yeah, Natty Light's the cheapest beer in the whole world.
Yeah, have a Natty Light. Here, yeah, we got a beer. You want another one? Here, have one, Natty. Break out the fatty Natty in the bottle.
Oh, man. But no, you I think you had a great time up there, Daryl, and I hadn't even got to watch the videos of the Hog with a Heart OBR class. I mean, that was a huge thing, and they had some great people there, Mark Lambert, Brad Orson, and everybody from the shed was there. And that was a heck of a thing. I wish we'd got to seen it.
Yeah, now, I was up there. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to chime in real quick. I was going to say that's the only problem with the barbecue competition. You can't get there early enough, and you can't see everything you want to see. I know people think we're crazy when we say that. But, I mean, it's when you get there, it's set up, get it ready, get it on, you know, get prep, get ready, keep your mind on your business. But the same breath, you want to go and you want to see and meet people you talk to on Facebook, people you talk to on the radio show. It doesn't matter. You know, we even squeeze in a Friday Night Lights live show. And you know, we did one there in Tupelo, and man, we just pretty much got them all on there. We had QL on there and Big Bob Gibson, Southern Trunk. I mean, we just you know, made the rounds. Malcolm Reed, Killer Hogs, we made the rounds, got them all on the show and talked a few minutes and had a big time. That's what I like. I mean, I love the meeting and getting together and hanging out and doing the do with all the guys.
Absolutely. No, it is. It is tough. I mean, you know, we did that, you know, Friday night with us. And you know, it's tough getting all that together and trying to do it and you know, get everything ready for a contest and all at the same time, too. So, but, you know, it's worth it. You know, it seems like sometimes it's like, man, you know, how are we going to do all this? But, you know, you get in there and you get to having fun and you know, get talking to people. And you know, it's a great time. And you know, wouldn't miss it for the world.
I had
a really good time down there too, and man, you know, Memphis and Maine's got the biggest parties in the world. You know, they absolutely blow it out completely. But the American Royal had sort of a rival amount of that. They had some pretty good amount of parties back here in the back. And I was surprised, you know, they're 40 by 40, just about like Memphis and May, but they're not really quite as fancy. But there is somewhat of a Memphis and May going on back at the Dark Side. Now, it's called the Dark Side because there's two big ramps, interstate ramps, that go around behind it.
See, I didn't even make it down there to that side of it. I never made it that far over there. And I heard that that's what everybody talked about, that going to the dark side over there. And So maybe next year if we get to go, we'll venture off down in that side of the world. You know, there's so many people there. I mean, you know, you can literally you could spend days there just walking around and meeting people. You know, 562 teams this year. It's just it's unbelievable.
On Friday night, they had 80,000 people show up, even though there was going to be rain. And it poured, too. What time did it start pouring, Lance? I forgot.
I think it was about 11 o'clock or so, somewhere right in there. I mean, it come a rain, and it rained for, I don't know, probably about an hour, I believe. And, I mean, there was people running around with trash bags on their heads. And it was unbelievable. It predicted it to be a...
Did we lose? I believe we lost Lance again.
Yeah, I think we must have lost Lance.
He's in the hills and holler.
in the mountainside of Texas. I'm telling you. Oh, Big D, I'm telling you. We just have a good time on the show. I'm pretty laid back. Yeah, that's just how we roll around here. And Lance, I think Lance has really a good time doing his show, and I know John has a big time doing his show, and we all try to help each other. And, you know, Jim, we'd help Jim. If Jim needs it, we'll help Jim. And Chad, just whatever it takes, you know, we'd like to get in there and make it work. And that's just, you know, that's what you do, just like a competition. You get there, you make it happen, regardless what kind of obstacles you have during the show or during the comp. You just make it work, make it happen. That's how you have to do it.
Well, I tell you what,
Lance is back on with us again.
Oh, good, okay.
And we do have another caller right here holding on in queue also. Let's get Lance on Lance, you back with us? Well, I thought we had him. Let's see if we can get Lance queued back in. Lance, hang on, brother.
He must be way out there in Texas somewhere.
He must be. I'm going to give me just a sec and let me refresh this board. You know, I don't know what it is. We just, like I say, we just make it work and make it happen. Give me a second. I'll refresh this board. We'll get these callers queued in. We've got Lance on hold with us, and we've got a 660 number, 660, and I don't know.
That's Jason, man. That's the new guy coming on.
All right, well, let's get Jason queued in, too, here. Let's see. I've got this board, but we got Jason queued in, and we got
Hey, Jason Beckner, man, new Tuesday Night Radio host. What's going on, bud?
What's going on, Bill?
I don't know, man. Good to hear from you. What y'all doing tonight?
You know, just sitting around watching a little football, cooked some ribs, cooked up some chickens today, just kind of goofing around the house all day. Beautiful day in Missouri.
How about them Kansas City Chiefs?
thank God we have a defense is all I got to say.
is that what it is, the defense winning the game for them?
The defense sure does make it a lot easier to win, let's put it that way.
Well.
Yeah, I was hearing y'all talk about the Royal and everything. I thought, well, heck, I'm going to at least say something. You know,
that's
even
right.
Though I came in second in that chugging contest, you know, that was a little.
Now, Lance, what you got to say? Here's your competitor, bud.
I know. I think you. I guess he was second both times, wasn't he?
No, I was last. I took third the first time. You beat me the first time. I was hands down.
We just kind of swapped positions there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. The professional Frank won both times, making me think he might have cheated somewhere or something. It's his trailer.
Yeah. What is that? I'll have to check that out.
Did you mention anything about the Renaissance girls that stopped by and talked to us?
We were just talking about that a little bit ago, matter of fact.
Hey, now, in the morning. Now, well, I did it. I got it loading on YouTube right now, but in the morning I'm going to be demonstrating their bend over move. And
Jason, have you got any words to describe the bend over move?
There was, let's see. No, not really. There was a lot of breast, and we weren't cooking chicken. That's all I got to say.
Now, something about their dress, you know, now from the angle I was at, I could see directly what they were doing. And when they stood up, it seemed like their dress kind of came in close to them, and their breasts sort of were a little more covered up. But when they bent over, it's like their breasts flopped out, and their dress pulled away from them, and it was like they were just out there looking at you. And then when they stood up, and in the morning I'll demonstrate that move for everybody, but, you know, back in the 18, whatever, you know, whenever the dresses were big, 1700s or whatever, you know, them men, they had a lot of fun.
you guys are talking about the dope side. Heck, that happened over there on the north side.
Yeah.
That happened up there. It was quiet.
What'd you think about Stretch, man?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, that guy is a character. Did you get to meet him, Lance?
Hey, is that now?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Lance. Lance, there was a television celebrity out there named Stretch, and he's on his own show, and he's on Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins, and National Geographic, and all kinds of stuff.
Dude, I don't guess I got to see him.
He is like 800 miles constantly an hour. You ever see him on? He did one of the barbecue pitmasters, and he was wearing a Superman cape.
Oh, okay, yes, I know you're talking about now.
Yeah, he was over in our booth, and Daryl got the privilege of videotaping him for a little bit. He's a handful.
He never did stop talking, and he ran around that site. I mean, he was all over the place, and it was like this high energy, and I couldn't get over his glasses. It's like his glasses covered his eyes all the way up over his forehead. I mean, they were huge.
Oh, man. That's why I missed all that.
Oh. Well, you had to come over to the corner, you know, over that corner spot where we were at. That's where all the goofy stuff happens.
How about that women? There was a couple women running by, and they went by, and they recognized him. They liked to throw a fit. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they. I think they were humoring him a little bit.
Oh, you think that's what it was? Okay, I didn't know.
I don't know.
He's not that big a celebrity. I mean,
what? He is in Kansas City. I mean, everybody knows him. Owns a couple restaurants in Kansas City. Been on TV several times. You know, doesn't take long.
Well, tell us about
you know
tonight. Go ahead.
If he was on Barbecue Superstars, he'd be a lot bigger. I know that.
Well, he's on there now. I've got a YouTube up. Of course, he's on the live feed, and yeah, he's there. And I actually didn't know who he was. I've never seen him before. Because I don't watch TV that much anymore. I'm working on my own television so much. I don't watch TV. And but Jason, tell us about Tuesday night. Now, what you got planned for us, big guy?
You know, I've been just been doing a little thinking and processing and trying to put a radio show together and just do it like I've been on a radio before, but never quite like this with something I don't know that I'm near as knowledgeable as like a Lance or Frank are, but. Definitely going to try to take people from maybe that backyard level to the next level and just put on a good show, find some good people to interview. I ran across a guy here about 3 weeks ago that cooked at Memphis in May almost 20 years ago,
oh,
15
wow.
years ago. He was telling me all about it. He was in a construction company. I'm going to try to get him on the show one night. Owns a restaurant now called Catfish Charlie's. It's a restaurant in Missouri up on stilts down by the water, kind of, you know, southern style. And, yeah, he's got 180 pen hanging on his wall, a couple 180 pens. This guy can cook, and I'm going to try to get him on and teach us about old-school barbecue a little bit. So just try to find guys like that and try to put some people out there that, you know, just isn't, you know, something a little different. That's what I'm looking
for. Well, I wanted to get Chris Chadwick to introduce to you now. Now, Chris Chadwick is the absolute funniest guy on Barbecue Superstars, and really, he keeps the rest of us going. Come on, Chris, what's going on up there?
All right, well, I'm just sitting back, checking it all out, soaking it all up.
Man, I tell you, Daryl says I'm funny. I don't understand what the hell, you know. I don't know what I say funny, you know. You know, it's like, what the hell? But
yeah.
We just have a good time doing barbecue. We have a good time doing barbecue superstars. I'm just a good old boy having a good old time. That's just all I can say. We proud to have you on board. Wish you the very best on Tuesday nights. You know, I mean, we just talk barbecue. You can't say nothing wrong when you're talking barbecue. You get all these guys following you. They call in. They love to talk barbecue with you. And you've got to understand, a lot of them will listen, but they won't get on. I don't know if they're shy, scared. I don't know what it is. Daryl, what is that? You know, we really have to work on them sometimes.
I tell you now, for some people, it's like crossing a threshold. They are so scared of that moment of peeking out in the sunlight where somebody might actually see them and hear them. And, you know, for some people, it's an emotional thing where they just get so nervous, you know, when they think, oh, my God, somebody out there might be listening to what I actually say. But then, just like Chris Chadwick now, Chris Chadwick is at Memphis in May, and he's walking around with me, and I'll never forget it. I said, Chris, now look, I'm going to give you the mic, and you go over there, and I want you to interview that man. I said, but in the middle, I want you to wear your glasses when you start. But in the middle of the interview, I want you to throw your glasses up like you the man, you know. And Chris went over there, and I could tell he's a little nervous, but, man, I turned the camera on, and he let the smoke roll. He just went ahead and jumped there in the middle of it. I tell you, when he hit his stride, he got about middle of the interview, and he threw them glasses up, and it was like Clint Eastwood. He was the man. He was ready to go. And Chris, that was a big moment for you, wasn't it?
I'm telling you. You know, what he basically did, he put me in front of the camera and said, okay, you're on. And I thought, oh, hell. You know.
That's like kind of throwing you in the lake and say either sink or swim, huh?
There you go. So, you know, I had to start paddling, you know, and hold my breath a time or two. And I'm thinking, what is this guy's name? I can't even remember, you know. I'm thinking, you know, and then I finally get in it. And, you know, once we do that, got over that, but you know, the first time I met Daryl was in Tupelo, Mississippi, at a big KCBS competition, Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. And I called into the show a few times and we talked and just had a good time. And he come over and he fired that camera up and we did an interview. And man, we just rocked it out from there, didn't we, Daryl?
Yeah, now he's got this smoker called the Hog County Cooker. And that's H-A-W-G, County Cooker. He claims he lives in some other county, but I know he's living in Hog County because that's the only place that cooker could be located. But that Hog County Cooker was really cool. It's a big offset. I tell you now, Chris, you've tried some Gravity Flows and some other cookers, but nothing cooks like that Hog County, does it?
You know, it's hard to beat old stick burner, bottom line. You know, it's... When you want heat, you got heat. When you want fire, you can get fire. If you want direct cook, I can get direct cook. You know, you just can't get that out of anything else, pretty much. You know, we've tried some gravity fed stuff and a couple other things, and you know, just that old homemade cooker I made. It really rocks it out. We have a good time with it, and just like Lance, you know, he's got a good old offset stick burner. He fires it up. He lets the smoke roll, and he has he's got some exciting things going on with that. So, you know, we just love these offset stick burners. Now, I do have a Green Mountain Grill at Daniel Boone, and I really like that. I mean, I've got to give a big shout out to one of my sponsors, Green Mountain Grills, tonight, because that Daniel Boone, I mean, we can let the smoke roll that baby too. One comp here a while back, we went, and I went Saturday morning early. I didn't even go Friday night. Didn't go set up Friday. I took a pop-up, my Green Mountain, a cooler, and a table. And we had three categories to cook, and I cooked them all on the Green Mountain. Finished it up and got a second place call, and two-thirds, got a reserve out of it. So, you know, I was proud to take the Green Mountain and rock and roll with it. But, we just have a big time. You know, we going hog wild. in Hall County. I'm telling you, we're gonna really, Hall County is gonna be on the international one of these days, Big D.
Well, now we got another special cooker. There's somebody out there's got a Jeep. They got a dang offset that's made out of a Jeep, and that's the one thing caught my eye at the American Royal, made me go over there and meet it.
And
that's just like that's mine. I like to cook on an offset just like you do, and I believe no power is the way to go. We actually talked, Lance and Frank and I talked about that, and I'm the same way.
Lance, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think it is. I mean, you know how I am. I mean, I love my offset, and that's kind of my go-to. And I mean, that probably will lead the way I always cook. As far as I'm concerned, you can do so much with them. You can control so much with them. That's my comfort zone. So. I was cooking with a lot of guys this weekend. You know, they're using pellet cookers and then, gravity fed stuff like that. You know, they do well on them. But you know, that's how they cook, and I guess that's what they like. And it's kind of like what I tell everybody is, it's like going fishing. I mean, you find the fishing lure that you like the best, and you get the confidence in it. You'll catch fish with it. And I kind of think the same thing with a cooker. I mean, you find what you're comfortable with and what you like to run, and, that's how you become successful in it. I see it.
Yeah, I believe a lot of that too, Lance. So you just got to keep it. You just got to keep it rolling and going, that's for sure, and keep consistent. Got to be consistent. Now, let's see. We've got a couple. Let's see. We've got another caller in queue. Let's see if we can queue them in. And welcome them in, caller 904-673. Let's see, we're going to be able to cue them in. You're live with us. Who we got, caller 904?
What's going on, Chris Chadwick?
Hey, Blake Moody, welcome to the show tonight. We just co-hosting. Lance is out on the road. We got Big D in the house tonight. We've got a new Tuesday night host, Jason. He's live with us tonight. Man, it's just happening in here.
Hey, what's up, Lance?
Hey, not much, man. Not much. Just driving down the road. Down the road.
that's right.
Blake, I don't know why I didn't recognize that number, brother. I'm in the twilight days, and I had a big old
T-bone on the grill a little earlier. I mean, one Brett Galloway couldn't
hold the light to.
That's what you're supposed to do on a Sunday, man. You know?
I'm telling you.
It even had some Coors Light water to go with it, Lance.
Hey, attaboy, attaboy.
That's some fine water.
Yes,
Lance needs a sponsor. Lance needs a sponsor by Coors Light.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah,
Lance loves that Coors Light, especially, all those big Texas cooks, you got Coors Rolls in, they sponsor it, and, you get the Coors Light girls and passing out Coors Light everywhere. I mean, we're not fortunate enough to have that around here.
Well, we do, we get lucky about that way, and I mean, it's very popular, we call it Colorado drinking water.
Colorado drinking water. I never heard of that one.
There you go.
That's cool, man.
it is. I mean, we have some really good stuff, and I mean, they've got some really good distributors and stuff down there that, they come out and they support a lot of the contests and stuff like that. And, it is a good thing. And, Chadwick, he hung out with all of them there for a little bit. And I think he had a pretty good time.
Oh, I did. I can't even tell you how many Colorado waters I had. There's more than one and less than 100, I'm telling you.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, that's the way it is out here.
They're not 6-packs or 12-packs in Texas. They're 30-packs. I mean, hell, they don't even have a 6-pack. 30-pack.
Oh. Yeah, you know, we had a good time. You're going to come back out here, Chadwick. I mean, you know, we left it loud and proud that weekend.
Yes, we did. We had the country music bands there with us, and had some fine vittles going on, and we just stayed up all night. And I'm telling you, the party was wherever we were. That was for sure, wasn't it?
That's it.
Man, that was crazy. All we needed was Daryl there videoing it, and then we could remember what happened, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Right at this point, nobody knows what happened. They can't remember.
What goes on in Texas stays in Texas. That's just how it is. Go ahead.
I found out it's going to rain. I've had my PG500 out here on the Barbecue Superstar set for, I know, a week. And I got to get it pulled in here to the garage, but I got one problem. I got 100 bags of charcoal sitting in the garage right now, and I got to find some place to put the – I can't let my PG500 get wet. I love my PG500, man.
Man.
You know why I love my PG500 so much? Because all you got to do is press a button, and that son of a gun kicks off and starts cooking, and I've never had a – barbecue cooker where you can press a damn button and start cooking barbecue. You know what I mean?
Amen, brother. Amen, brother Daryl.
That's what I want. That helps out a whole lot, guys.
Hey, well, we've got another caller in queue right here. Let's get him. He's queued in, and I'm sure, Lance, I believe you met him there at the American Royal. Caller 360, you're live with us. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. Who we got here tonight?
My name is Rick Brown, and I've been on public television for 7 years with Barbecue America, and I've just been named as the editor-in-chief of the new Barbecue America magazine, which will be starting up in the spring.
Man, how awesome is that? Well, welcome to the show, Rick. I'm Chris Chadwick. I'm co-hosting the show for Lance Moore tonight. Lance is live with us. We're Barbecue Superstars Network. We've also got Daryl Mast in the house with us tonight. So you've got three different show hosts right here live with you. So welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you. I just learned about you guys recently, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about our plans for the magazine to solicit your help and help of people that listen to you to help us make this the best barbecue magazine that there ever has been.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great.
The magazine will start in May. It'll be published every 2 months. Again, the title is Barbecue America Magazine, and I want everybody to know that it is your magazine. I'm looking for stories about pit masters, about backyard barbecuers, about new gadgets, secrets that you've learned about grilling. We're going to talk to manufacturers about what's new. We're going to do some
secret
barbecue restaurant profiles. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. I'll just interrupt.
Sorry. Oh, no worries. But we're gonna seek information from people out there, competitors and backyarders and aspiring competitors, as to what you want to see in a magazine. We're going to try and produce it every 2 months. It'll be a slick, really beautiful magazine with lots of photography and lots of recipes, tips and techniques and stories about, you know, judges that are special and barbecuers who are special and teams. We'll have updates of the team standing for most of the major barbecue associations. So, again, it's going to be your magazine.
Well, you guys had several people out there at the Royal, and I know I met Victor. He was taking a lot of pictures and doing a lot of reporting and stuff out there and telling us. Victor?
Yeah, Victor is the vice president. He and I were there with the publisher. I didn't get to meet Daryl, but, you know, when you're running between 562 teams spaced over 17 acres, it's hard to get to everybody you want to see.
Absolutely. Well, and I think you guys come by my camp one morning too, and I think we talked for a little bit. And like I said, I mean, it sounds like a great deal, and get a new magazine out there that's got some barbecue in it. I like looking at those kind of books and stuff. So I think it's great that you're going to do something like that.
Well, what we decided is I get tired of seeing these fancy food magazines treat barbecue like an orphan. They'll do one issue a year saying time to barbecue, and then the rest of the year they ignore the barbecue industry. It's too damn big, and there's too many members of organizations and too many people competing at these events. So it's time that we had our own magazine. We done growed up.
That's right. I agree with you completely.
Well,
you know, I'm sorry, but I was going to say usually you get one in July, a barbecue issue in July, on most all the magazines. It doesn't matter if it's Food, Wine, Bon Appetit, Food Network magazine, any kind of major food magazine. About July is the only time you see they really ever mention barbecue.
That's right. And what we're going to do, we're going to have barbecue all year long. This magazine is dedicated 100% to barbecue, and that means grilling and smoking and just about anything else we do outside with our various rigs. And if people want to go to our Facebook page, Barbecue America Magazine on Facebook, and like us, we'll put you on a mailing list. We'll keep you up on what's going on, and we try to refresh that every week with some new details. There's some pictures on it from the Royal. And we're really seeking input, possibly looking for contributors to the magazine. And as I said before, we're looking for ideas. So whatever people want us to cover, go to our Facebook page. Now, we have a web page, but it's very early in development. That's why I'm sending you to the Facebook page.
Barbecue America Magazine. Barbecue America Magazine.
And barbecue is spelled with a C.
Spell it out. Spell it out. Barbecue. With
barbecue. That's right. So
I
will make it a point to try and listen to you guys as much as possible to sort of pick up what people are saying or what people are asking. But again, if people are proactive and want to get a hold of us, they can also send me an email to my personal email address, which is Rick, R-I-C-K, Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E, at M-E-D.com. And I'll be glad to answer them.
Hey, you know, that's one thing Barbecue Superstars endeavors to do. Barbecue's 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And barbecue is what the people around the world want. And I think as we develop Barbecue Superstars and Barbecue America magazine, I think you'll see a trend even more and more in the United States where, you know, millions and millions of households. There are 75 million households who have a grill, but most of them don't use them once a week. And I think we can move a lot more millions of households to cook it on their grill more than once a week. And we can, because I tell you, and I think old Chris Chadwick can tell you, so can Lance, there ain't nothing like cranking up that grill when that blue smoke starts rolling. All your troubles go away.
Hey, let the smoke roll. It's something
that's catching on.
Well, I agree, and I have friends who barbecue in New England year-round in the snow. Out in the Pacific Northwest, where I'm from, we barbecue in the rain all year long, and we're just trying to show the world that barbecue as a culinary art is right up there with anything else that's being cooked, and we think this magazine will show it. And hopefully I can work together with Barbecue Superstars and maybe make more of these appearances with some special sort of information on new things that are happening. But I'd like to team up with you guys to spread the gospel.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead, Dirk.
That's what it's all about. I'm supposed to write a little column for you, and I'm still agreeing to do that. Let me know when. But I'm going to send you plenty of big people to choose from. So, you know, no matter how many issues you put out, you'll have plenty of people to write. And I know at least 1,000 people in barbecue who could write for you right now. So, you know, if you ever need, you know, let me know. But go ahead, Lance.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I think it's a great feeling. I mean, I think it would, you know, it would be great for Barbecue Superstars and Barbecue America and everything to do that kind of stuff and, you know, help each other out. Let's get it out there. Let's spread the gospel and let's promote it.
Well, it's 100%. It's 100% barbecue.
Yep, 100% barbecue. And I'm going to be at the Charlotte Barbecue and Blues this coming weekend. I'm in New York City right now. And then the following weekend I'll be at the Jack. So I don't know how many people are going to be at the Jack, but I'll see some of you there, I hope.
Well, Kevin, we all stay there, so there you go.
We all actually planning on being there. Jason, what do you think? Jason Beckner's on here. Now I want to introduce him to you. Jason's our newest radio host. He's a big-time barbecue cook, but also Jason Beckner is a four-year college degree in broadcasting, and he's going to be taking over Tuesday night, and I just want to introduce you to him. And Jason, what do you think about this Barbecue America?
Well, they come by and talk to me, too. Took some pictures, of course, of the Jeep Smoker and liked it. And, you know, I told them, I said, yeah, get together. I think it's great. I'd love to see it because, like they said, there's, you know, not much magazine to read stuff about barbecue. You know what I mean? It's not for the Internet. There's no, you know, magazine dedicated. So I'm good with it. I think it's great.
Well, we're going to preview it at Memphis in May. We're going to give out 40,000 copies at Memphis in May to get the word out. But we're going to have subscriptions to the magazine. And if you get a subscription to the magazine, you get a free subscription to the online magazine. If you just want the online magazine, you'll pay the same amount for the paper magazine. But we want to spread the word and get it out. So if you have sponsors you think might be interested, if you have competitive teams that might be interested, just let them know.
Okay, that sounds good. So you're all going to do a printed magazine too?
Yeah, that's the main thing. It's the printed magazine. The online.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you. I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to say one thing. Now, I am old school when it comes to magazines. I want a magazine in my hand when I'm looking at one, especially a barbecue magazine. I am old school.
Amen, brother. Amen.
That's
yeah,
just how
I'm
like a hard copy magazine. And I don't want to read it on a tablet.
I tell you what I want. I want to be able to walk up to a damn New York City or Los Angeles newsstand and, by God, see Barbecue America sitting right up there with all them naked women, you know.
I guarantee you'll be able to do that. My publisher is based in New Jersey. They published 19 magazines. They've been in the business for 35 years. And we're going to get it on newsstands as well as all the big box stores like Lowe's and Home Depot. And any store that sells barbecue is going to have access to this magazine.
Wow.
One thing I'm sure you, if you're around it long enough, you'll know that barbecuers support their own. And they like to support and represent.
Yeah. No, I'm well aware of that. It's a family.
I'm gonna make you a page on Barbecue Superstars, and I'm gonna get as much of your information as I can, and I'll share it once a week, and I'll try to keep you out there until you get your first issue out, and help you out.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm in New York City now. I just flew in today. I've been up to 3:00 this morning Pacific Coast time, so I'm gonna cut off now. But you have my email, you have my Facebook page. Please keep in contact, and I'll get you all the information you need, and I really ask that you guys help us to make this happen, because, sure, I'm the editor-in-chief, but I really dedicate this magazine to the guys who stay up all night long to turn a hog and turn in something, and then at the end, they don't get anything, but they just get the pride of participating in a really great activity.
Absolutely.
Well, that's right. That's part of it, you know, and that's what's really nice about barbecue. We're going to support you. You're going to support us. That's it, you know, that when them doors swing both ways, I mean, it's a win-win situation. That's what it's all about.
Hey, that man just said a big mouthful, and God bless you, sir. And I'm glad you realize that. And, you know, every barbecue team needs to support this man, because he just said the main crux of the issue of why I do what I do. And when you got 6,000 teams out there that bust their ass, pay $1,000 a week, load the truck, clean the grill, buy the meat, everything, and then try to work a job and use the rent and electric money to make it out to the next contest, that's the people you need to support. And, boy, I tell you, I really appreciate you said that, Barbecue America, and I'll get behind you 1,000%. I never knew where you were coming from, but for you to come on here with a big-time magazine like that and say that, all I can say to you is, hell yeah. And I tell you what, we all got to stick behind this fellow, because he gets us on the New York stands and then Los Angeles stands, and our message is going to go viral. And we're doing okay right now. You know, we got 80,000 people at the American Royal. There's 500,000 people in Sparks, Nevada. But those people know. Those people know before anybody broadcasted anything about those events. And what we need is we need Sally in Midtown Manhattan that hadn't got a clue about what barbecue competitors or barbecue people do to pick up that magazine one day and say, oh, my God, what is this? And, you know, as soon as she gets that look and sees it, this magazine will give us access to that. And so we appreciate you calling in, and I hope you get some good sleep. And we appreciate what you're doing. Keep doing the work, brother. Keep spreading the gospel.
I will. I've been involved with barbecue for 12 years. I've gone to most of the major barbecue events in the country. I've written 15 barbecue cookbooks. As I say, I've had a show on public television for 7 years that reached all 50 states. So I consider myself part of the barbecue family. And as a family member, I want to give back, and you guys are going to help me. So I will be in touch soon, and thank you very much for all your nice comments.
All right, Rick. Glad to have you on, brother. Come back again.
I will. Take care, y'all. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Man,
all right,
great.
Guys. That was, well, you know, that's what it's all about. That's why I wanted to chime in. You know, it's what it's all about. We like to help people, but we want to help also, you know, with the It's a two-way door right there, and that's what it's all about, helping one another and making it great and just making it bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, that's what it's all about.
Wow, that's huge, man.
Hey, guys, I want to pause here for just for a few minutes. I'm in a rainstorm right now. Give me just a few minutes, and I'll get back on, okay?
Okay.
All right, man. We'll look for you.
Okay.
You know, when I started Barbecue Superstars, I didn't have any idea what barbecue was all about. And I found out about a barbecue contest down in Canton, Georgia, called the Cherokee Picnic, P-I-G-N-I-C-K. And I went down there, and I had a little 4-inch-long Sony camera. And I didn't even really know why I took the camera, and we got there, and my sister Rosie, now, she's the one that started all this, and she said, why don't you go around and try to do interviews? So I got the organizer out there with my little 4-inch Sony, and I did an interview with her. That's the first video I've got on Barbecue Superstars. But I went around, and there was this competitor there called Smoking Jay, and I guess, you know, the way he was smiling and things were going, you know what Jay stood for. But anyway, I did an interview with him. And then I think the big thing that caught it all on was was Bubba Q was back there. And I was a little scared to go up to him. I mean, he's won Georgia now 4 times in a row. So I went on over there. I said, hey, my name's Daryl. I got a website called Barbecue Superstar. You mind if we do an interview? No, man, come on. And he had been on Food Network already. And he got out there. We talked about 20 minutes. We had the best time. And, you know, something clicked when Bubba Q did that interview with me. And you know, I've always taken up with the teams and supported the teams because they're the engine of everything. I mean, they, you know, just like y'all know, all y'all competitors. And it's not easy to get the stuff ready and load up and haul out. And just like Jason Beckner there, he had that great big old RV and trailer and all that stuff he had to haul out there. And but it's a lot of fun. And when you get there that Friday night from 4 o'clock in the afternoon, after the cook's meeting, until you put your meat on, somebody finally lays down. That Friday night, being able to hang out with the teams. And, you know, I was up there in Franklin, North Carolina, and I'll never forget it. I had the football guy there, and we did interviews. But at about 7 o'clock, Danny Kugel had his trailer, and he had this little light on. And then all throughout, there were little yellow lights, and it was 7 o'clock. The sun was going down, and Danny Kugel was playing his Cajun music. And I'm going to tell you something, fellas. That was the most perfect night I ever had in my whole life. I'll never forget it. It was just like we were all enjoying ourselves. It was just like you were floating. And, you know, I think really that's one of the biggest things that barbecue competitors pay that money for, is to be able to get out there with your brothers in the brotherhood, work hard, cook some good barbecue, but be able to spend that brotherhood time on Friday and Friday night when everybody's out there cooking. What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I believe a lot of what you're saying right there. Now, you hit it right on the head. You get out there and you can you visit, you meet people. You there's a little inner peace to you. It comes over you when you're out there.
I mean, you don't get it in everyday life.
A lot of people think probably think we're crazy saying things like this, but it's the truth.
When you get out there and you meet somebody that you've never met from another state, 2 states, 3 states away, you feel like you connect with them. You know, in this day and time, you don't have a lot of that interactive, social, actually really social meeting anymore. You know, it's all internet. Kids don't know how to talk to each other. They don't even know how to carry on a conversation anymore. It's just a lot of old school values to it, and that's what I enjoy about it.
It's almost like the old America. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to chime in on that. That's how I met you guys. You know, just you guys were over there, and we kind of talked to each other, and kind of come by a little bit. But then you were cooking behind me, and then that's how I met Lance, just by going over there. And you know, now I've got guys I met. And, you know, where else are you going to do that? You go to any other kind of event, outdoor event. You know, you're not going to go to a 5K run and meet a whole bunch of people, or you're not going to go to whatever, you know, to a tractor pull all day and sit by somebody and get to know about them. But you go to barbecue and you end up making these friends, and end up following them and watching them and everything else. And I just don't think there's any other way else you can do that than anything else, if you think about it.
That's right.
904,
exactly,
what do you
right.
think?
904 Blake Moody, get in on this. I don't know if he's still with us or not, Daryl.
Well, I got him on the board,
yeah,
but you know what?
Yeah, sorry, man.
There he
is.
There he is.
Yeah, I'll get in on this. It's late Sunday night. I'm pulling some chicken thighs off the smoker just to eat for the week. I'm rapping right now. That's why y'all were on mute. You know, y'all want to hear all that foil and all that butter.
A minute ago.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, other night we were all talking, having a great time, and there was just some god awful noise coming through, and I thought, you know, who is that? What is that going on? And it just kept on, and they said, "What does it sound like?" I said, "It sounds like somebody's rattling some aluminum foil." And it was John Reese wrapping briskets.
he had a pit full of briskets on, and he was wrapped in brisket.
Oh, it's
that's exactly what it was. I'm telling you. But we made it through it, and he got them wrapped, and we kept letting her roll, and we just had a good time. We had a good show Wednesday night. I really enjoyed being on and had a lot of great callers, and we just had a good time talking barbecue, and that's what these shows are about. It's real simple. You know, it's just good old-fashioned fun. The guys enjoy talking barbecue. They enjoy talking about their pits. They enjoy talking about the cooks they've been at, the ones they're going to, how they cooked the chicken this past weekend. You know, there's so many different ways you can do a show. I'd never done a radio show in my life when I started doing these. And, you know, we get a listen or two every so often, but we just have a big time doing it.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, well, you know, and that's how we were, too. I mean, I've never done anything like that either. And I heard you on one night, and you know, I come on with you. And it was something completely outside the box for me, because I didn't do that kind of stuff either. So it's been good for us.
Well, Daryl introduced me to it, and then I turned around and just took the bull by the horns and just did it, and we have a lot of fun, and hopefully, you know, and I hopefully just did enough to inspire you, because you're doing it now, and I inspired John. He's doing it, and, you know, we had Cody and Colby Archie, you know, they did the Lulu show forever, and they originally started by calling in to the show, so we just have a great time doing it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Blake Moody will be having a show before long.
People
bullshit.
Getting a show though, it's gonna get a little tougher now because our network is getting full. I can't believe it. Now we got a Friday and Saturday on BNDL, and of course we got Saturday on the Barbecue Superstars. But really, my plan for Saturday has always been to broadcast the results. And you know, if you're out there at the contest and they're broadcasting results, you know, doing the results, all you got to do is let me know. I'll schedule a show right quick for when the results are. And go up there and put your phone up by the speaker, put it on speakerphone, and you wouldn't believe how wonderfully it'll come through. And but, you know, for somebody out there, there are some barbecue shows on Saturday now, but, of course, the people who do them are non-competitors or not in that arena. But, you know, if you want one, we could try it a Friday night on BNTL. That's about all we got left. And shoot, I'm just glad we got somebody, you know, as experienced as Jason coming on now, because I tell you, Jason, now Lance Moore, the show we're on now, Chris Chadwick, and John Reeves on the Barbecue Superstars Radio Network, they stick together, they work hard, and I always depend on them three, and we'd like to make you the fourth one to be the four horsemen, and you guys, because Chris has been out to events. Chris went to Texas and hung out with John Reeves and Lance Moore. And, you know, y'all, ever since Chris went to Texas and y'all did all that stuff, hadn't a lot of stuff happened? There's a lot of stuff, a lot of publicity came out of that. And it's just a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I mean, it's great to have Chadwick out there.
Every day, yeah, we, you know, it's every day we're back and forth. And if I'm not back and forth with Lance, I'm back and forth with John. We talk about every day, just like me and you, Daryl. We're on just different parts of the country, but we still get together. You know, it's just, we just have a great time doing it. And the more we spread the word, the more we can. So, you know, it's just like the Tennessee Barbecue Association had to start somewhere. And naturally, when you start, you got to start small. You can't start out at the top. And that's where you start. It's, you start out at the beginning, and you keep letting it roll. You keep letting the smoke roll. Regardless, whatever you do, you make it work, and it grows and grows. And it's just continuing to grow.
Now, there's something I want to bring up tonight, and I want all the radio hosts to talk about it, but it's time for us to do a Barbecue Superstars convention. And what I want to do is go out to Oklahoma sort of in the center of the country, and Oklahoma would make it even pretty much for all the people that are on the radio to travel. And I'd like to go to Oklahoma City maybe, and we need to rent a convention center, and I want to make it where every radio host can do a class or do an hour speaking, and we'll have a big meal in the morning, a big meal at night, and then the people that, now we'll have to have BK Barbecue there because he's done a lot of television with me, but try to have the people that have been on television quite often with me brought in. We got to bring Junior Urias. Hell, I couldn't see having a convention without bringing Junior there. And we want to try to invite everybody across the world, everybody in America that has, you know, had a good time with Barbecue Superstars to come to the convention. But essentially for 2 days at the Barbecue Superstars convention, we just want to have a fantastic time and everybody get together. And we're going to have to get a Hog County Cooker in there and cook us something. And we're probably going to have to get a Lance Moore to bring his up because we're going to have to cook us a few briskets on there. And we might have to get us some Colorado water and a little apple pie. Who knows what might go on. But I want everybody to let's start working together, talking about it. Let's start planning something. Set a date next year and try to make it and do it late in the year, you know, like the week after the Jack Daniels. Let the Jack Daniels happen, and then the next week, you know, we'll have the Barbecue Superstars Convention. And as we do it year after year, we'll just let it develop into what it's going to develop. And what would y'all fellas think about that?
I think it's a hell of an idea.
Yeah, Daryl, that sounds like a really big idea right there. Now we just have to get it on and get it together and just have a big time.
Oh, I'm in. Just let's go. Hell, thinking here in a couple months, we can do it right here before the end of the year. I'm good.
The radio hosts will be key because you know, I do a lot of television, and but you guys have time to talk on the air, and you see Barbecue America. You know, he wants on the radio because it's huge, man. And let's do that the week after the Jack Daniels next year. Let's make a date right now. And, you know, you sponsors out there, come bring your stuff. We'll do a regular trade show, the whole nine yards. But the one thing about Barbecue Superstars convention is, we'll televise the whole thing, and I'll start giving my awards out there. Number one barbecue team, number one barbecue person. We'll start doing the number one barbecue restaurant, number one barbecue sauce, as ranked by Barbecue Superstars, number one barbecue rub, number one marinade, and the number one injection. You know, I've got the top 100 list. We'll it may not be the person ranked number one, but we'll give the person that was the best for that year. So you'll always be in the running to get that award. And but you know what? We want to do it a little bit like banquet style, a little bit like Johnny Carson style. Da 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 da. Da. I mean, it's going to be television convention. I mean, we're going to have the red carpet. We're going to have Chris Chadwick rolling down there with his big suit on, and we're going to have to talk about what everybody's got on.
I think we need to have, instead of a convention, I think we need to have a roast.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we have a roast. I mean, like a good old-fashioned roast.
Hey, oh, my God, Chris. Now, I'd hate for you to get on live television at a huge banquet center and start talking about me. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we'd have to air that after 12 o'clock. It's going to be uncensored.
Are you saying
we can air that on Comedy Central?
No G rating, huh?
Yes, I mean.
Well, we can just call it Barbecue Superstars After Dark.
We're going to have to get them Renaissance girls to come back up there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. No, I don't know. I got to figure out. I got to start writing something down to get organized. We need to have a Barbecue Superstar Convention and try to get serious about. We're not going to compete against the National Barbecue Association. This is going to be a different thing. This is going to be a celebration of everything that happened the previous year. Let the people who really worked their ass off, like True Bud Barbecue, 15 grand champions, and Jim Berg with 8 grand champions. Jim Berg is going to win second place in the Georgia Barbecue Championship. He's going to be Team of the Year in the Southern Barbecue Network, and he's third in the KCBS, and he did all that 1 year. So them kind of people, bring them in, you know, let them have a good time, see if we get sponsorship. They don't have to pay a cent. They're just brought in, you know, for 2 days. They relax, have a good time, laugh, joke, have some big meals. Televise it all. Have a red carpet on Saturday night at 7. And, you know, we're going to have to get Melissa Cookson pulling up in her black hot rod. She's got some badass cars now, you know, getting out. And we got to find somebody to play. What's that blonde-headed woman talks about the clothes all the time? Got a smart mouth. Rivers? Rivers. Rivers.
The blonde woman.
Yeah. Joan Rivers, yeah. Get somebody to play Joan Rivers, and we'll have to talk about how everybody's dressed and rate their outfits.
I'm more thinking that many pickups pull up in one place, I ain't going to know what to do. I've been that many trucks, hell.
You know, I have to really start getting serious about this. If we just had that, because I'm not interested in getting into actually holding contests and stuff. That's y'all's and stuff. What I want to be is television and radio for it, to promote it. But a convention, you know, for everybody to come out and strut their stuff a little bit, that'd be good publicity for all the teams.
You might more of a celebration, you know.
Yeah,
a celebration,
for real.
You know, the bar.
Yeah, that sounds good. A good celebration. Nothing like
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, there's enough negative going on everywhere that we don't need it in barbecue. That's what I always try to keep it 100% positive. And on my show we do. We just keep rocking it out like that. There's enough negative everywhere else that you don't. Nobody.
So you're talking about people's outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have to do that. I don't know.
No. I'm talking about. radio, you know, and when we talk barbecue, you know, keeping it all real, keeping it all positive, because, you know, there's enough old negative going on in the world that, you know, nobody wants to tune in and listen to much negative stuff. They want to listen to good stuff, like this convention, have it good, just good stuff, you know, that's what it's all about.
Shoot, yeah.
I'm in it. So, let's do it.
Yeah, Lance is in it. He'll rock it out. I have no doubt about that. Just don't, Daryl, tell him. I'd like to know what it feels like to get a beer can smashed on my head. Because he'll do it.
I don't know if there'll be a chugging contest again. Will that be something that will be there?
Yeah, man, we could have a huge one, man.
We're going to
do that
rematch against Lance.
That's it. Bring chug and a smash. You chug it.
As long as we don't have them bottles like that goose stuff we drank the first time.
Yeah, there you go. Man, it is pouring out here. I'm in Sweetwater, Texas, and I mean, it is raining. We've been on I-20 with our flashers on, crawling.
Really? Well, yeah. You gotta keep it safe now.
Oh yeah. No, we're just kind of putting along. I just pulled over, got some gas, fixing to find some place to eat. So,
been a
what kind of food are you thinking about, Lance?
To be honest with you, I'd love to have some breakfast. I'm kind of a breakfast guy. I love breakfast. I can eat breakfast any time of the day. So that's kind of me.
I'm egg crazy. I love to eat eggs. I could eat 10 eggs a day.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love omelets and any of that kind of stuff. I'm with you. And, you know, if you're having a bad day, if you eat breakfast, it usually straightens it right out. So,
yeah,
that's just kind of me. I mean, you know, enjoy it. So, and, you know, we hadn't eaten much here, you know how it is when you compete and stuff. You just, you know, kind of grab and go and run like that. And it just, it's kind of time to sit down and have something to eat. So.
Yeah, we don't usually eat. When we compete, we don't do a lot of eating. We do a little tasting, but we never eat.
And, oh, absolutely.
What's your favorite thing to eat after a competition? Is it a breakfast?
I would say breakfast, yes. Just
ice cream. I always want ice cream.
You know what? That's right. That's my weakness. I go to Dairy Queen and get a big old M&M Blizzard. I'm telling you, after a competition, it's M&M Blizzard. You know, I might have a Coors Light in one hand, but it's an M&M Blizzard in the other.
Only you, Chadwick. Only you.
That's my go-to. I'm telling you. I don't want any barbecue. I don't want any ribs. I don't want any chicken. I want M&M Blizzard. And, you know, if we had a White Castle. Now, Dairy Queen has a small baby burger like a White Castle, pretty similar. So I'll do a couple cheeseburgers and M&M Blizzard after competition. That's my go-to.
Oh, man.
Hamburger and fries ain't bad, are they?
I'm telling you.
Okay, now, that's folks, just... all right, now, Oklahoma City, the Hyatt, they got a Hyatt there. And I'm going to say potentially we'll have 500 people show up.
We need a Motel 8 there.
Well, we're going to
roll big.
So we're going to go 500 people, and I'm gonna tell them we need 50 rooms, and then we'll put out to the general public, you know, you can reserve your rooms and see. I'll call tomorrow and see if I can get a special rate for anybody who wants to be a part of the Barbecue Superstars Convention, and I'm going to tell them we need two rooms, and we need one room that will hold as many as 500 people, and then another room that will hold 300, so we can start making up, you know, what we want to do about, you know, holding a banquet, and I don't know, we need some big meals, and if we can get a little trade show going where we can get some companies to come in there and hang out with us. Everything's televised, but on Saturday morning. So we'll have a Friday where we'll have a banquet and introduction, and we'll end up with some kind of program. But on Saturday morning around noon, we'll have a red carpet. And we'll lay a red carpet out across the front of the Hyatt, and kind of bank it off and put some decorations up and everything. And then we'll have all the radio people come by, walk the red carpet, and then you have to come by the camera and do an interview. And then we'll go on in, and then we'll have our big Barbecue Superstars television event, and we'll give out awards for the top, all this other stuff. And all the radio hosts will come out, just like on the Emmy Awards, and give out the award for whatever category it is. And then we'll have to get some cool bands or something together. And then we'll end it off every year with Lance Moore coming out and saying about a five-minute speech.
Yeah, we need to get Lance out there.
And then Saturday about 10 o'clock at night, but we'll keep our rooms until Sunday. We'll
have a show until about 10 or 11 o'clock on Sunday night, and then we'll end it off, and then we'll have an after party so all the celebrities can come back and hang out and talk and drink and eat a little bit, and then Sunday we'll all take off. What do you think about that?
I like it.
Well, you've already got it planned out. I'll stay
hell
in the background.
Yeah.
I'll stay in the background and go, hell yeah, hell yeah, let's go.
Oh, hell, Chris, I'm going to have you out front with the microphone, man.
You know how
shy
I am,
October 30th to October 30th to November 2nd.
Sounds like a plan. Oh. You know how shy I am, though. I'm telling you, I get shy.
You're not smarter than me.
Chris, you're the funniest guy on the whole planet, man. You don't realize, hell, I got on live television and I stuck my foot in my mouth, and Chris made me laugh for 30 minutes. I couldn't stop. I couldn't laugh it.
Well, you got to make it better.
I don't know if I can make that one better or not, but anyway.
I'm telling you. Well, let me give you a quick instance. You know, the other morning I woke up, my hand was so damn sore I couldn't hardly move it. And then the next day it really, really got sore. So I know, you know, the friends I have. I did this especially for my friend. I got on Facebook and told them how bad my hand was hurting. So can you imagine some of the comments I did receive talking about my hand? It went from sore hand to going blind and having to wear glasses. I did that for their entertainment.
Oh my god!
You know, so I, you know, definitely, you know, I did get a few remarks out of that, but hey, it gives somebody a little joy that day. Oh mercy, Lance Moore.
Yes, sir.
This is, you know, I'm just running my mouth. You need to tell me to shut up if you want me to.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
It's
kind of a crazy night for us here, so. Sweetwater may drown tonight.
So how long do you figure it's going to be before you get home?
It's probably going to be about midnight or so before we get home.
Man, I'm telling you, guys, listeners out there tonight, you know, we really haven't shouted out our call-in number. Most of our fans and listeners know our call-in number. But tonight, you know, Lance Moore is out on the barbecue trail. He has traveled thousands of miles in the last 2 weeks. And so has Daryl Mast. And Jason, you traveled several miles too, hadn't you, brother?
Yeah, I have this year. And the city's pretty close to me.
Oh, okay. All right,
I'm 60 miles from the Royal.
Oh, man, that's ideal right there. But these guys have traveled thousands of miles in the last few weeks on the barbecue trail. And it really takes a lot of dedication and love of the sport. You know, the passion and the love of the sport to go and travel and do and spin. And we all know what we're talking about when we say spin. We go and spend a lot. Just to hear that name called, just to get a little recognition, you know, we're not winning the money back that we spend most of the time, most of the barbecue teams out there. And
absolutely.
You know, we're just out there doing it for the love of the game, and that's what it's all about. And when we do these shows, we're serious about this. We have a lot of fun and cut up. We're serious about barbecue. We love to represent barbecue, and you know, all of us in our own areas are well known about, you know, barbecue. When they say barbecue, they bring up my name. When they say barbecue, they bring up Lance Moore's name, and I'm sure you're the same way, aren't you, Jason? I mean, local people know the go-to barbecue people. And
and the more you do it, the more they get to know. And, you know, I always say I go to a contest now. I don't like that everybody knows me because now they're like, well, that's who we got to beat. I'm like, no, you just cook what you got to cook. I'm in.
Right.
That's it.
Right. You know, it, it, got to the point where everybody wanted to beat me. I wasn't wanting to beat anybody, but everybody wanted to beat me. It's friends. As long as I'm going to beat you, I'm okay. I said, well, all right, Fred, I appreciate that. You know, so that's a compliment in the, you know, that is a compliment.
The best compliment's when somebody says, man, I beat him. You know, I beat Jason this weekend. Man, that's awesome.
That's right. Like, that's right.
I'm like, thank you.
That is it. That you're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right about that. Now, I just looking at my odometer. Since we left for the Royal last week, we just turned over 2,100 miles in, I guess, a little over 10 days or so.
I'm telling you. Well, Lance, you just might as well turn around and pack up and drive to Jack. That ain't nothing for you, brother. Just drive on down to Jack.
How many beers per mile is that, Lance?
Oh, man, I don't know. Not enough. I need more. So, like I said, like right now, I think this town's going to float away here in a minute. So, but I don't know, man. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. You know, we've got to see a lot of people, got to meet a lot of people, fellowship, you know. And you know, just what we were talking about earlier, hot barbecue. And, you know, that's great. And that just really was, sorry about that. I was fixing to give some explicit rules on the radio here a second ago.
I can't imagine.
Okay, now, fellas, television's got the Emmys. Music's got the Grammys. They all say that same word, don't they? Now, country music's got the Academy of Country Music. And then there's the CMT, Country Music Television Awards. So Barbecue Superstars of Barbecue will have to have what? What's the name of the award?
Let the Smoke Roll Roll. Let the Smoke Roll Award. Yeah, we're going to have a Let the Smoke Roll Award.
Yes. Hell yeah,
I'm
Award.
That Smoke
Hell
Roll,
yeah,
that Let the Smoke Roll. Hell yeah, Let the Smoke Roll. It's got it. That's a good ring. Hell yeah.
Barbecue
Hell
Superstars
yeah.
Smoke Awards. Smoke Awards.
Well, you know, everybody's got to have a little smoke in them to be a barbecuer anyhow.
Blue Smoke Awards.
Well, I'm sure by the time before the morning show airs in the morning, I'm sure you will have this all laid out. I know you will have the award. So when I call in your morning show in the morning, you can tell us all about it. You'll have it now, I have no doubt. I'm looking forward to that. That's another thing. And in the morning, you're doing what tomorrow? You doing chicken breast tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do chicken breast. And, you know, by God, what I want to try to do, I don't want you fellas to think about this, but why not cut the bone off the chicken breast so it'll be a boneless breast? And then, but see, if you get a boneless breast, you can't get no skin. But if you get the bone-in breast, you got skin. And then scrape that skin and try to shape that breast into the ultimate piece of chicken, not thigh size. Leave it long and slender, where you can get six in a box and do a turn-in with that. I just think I'm gonna try it in the morning and see if we can come up with something.
Well, we are all anxious to see your turn-in chicken breasts in the morning because they are tough. And the thing about a bone-in, in my personal opinion, the bone-in, when you're cooking that bone-in, you will possibly hold a little more moisture with the bone-in. I don't know, guys. What do y'all think about that?
What's that?
With the bone in on the bread.
I always cook the chicken with the bone in. Got to.
Yeah, I do.
I've tried them boneless and made the little burrito rolls, and they're
right.
Just, you can't keep them moist.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You know, well, Darryl, what you ought to do is do two breasts, one bone in, and one bone removed, and just do a comparison and see what you think. Prove it
okay,
out.
Okay, I can do that. I got six of them. I can do three of each.
Well, and then what I would do is, and you can always prep your skin anyhow, regardless on the breast, but are you going to brine any, or are you just going to cook, or inject them, or are you just going to cook them, you know, non-marinate?
Oh, no, no, I need to marinate them. You know, everybody uses Thousand Island. I could put them in Thousand Island tonight, but I could brine them in salt and honey water tonight.
Right.
Get them ready, and then tomorrow go back and what do you think?
You know, that'll go to brine with most, you know, a couple of sugar, a couple of salt, and a gallon of water. That'll give you enough to marinate, you know, brine all of them. And I like, you know, well, in chicken, I like a little green flavor in my chicken, you know. I don't want to say sage, but thyme or, and I like rosemary and those type of flavors. But it just depends on, you know, the flavor profile and who you're cooking for, I guess. But I like a little greenery seasoning. You know, a lot of people put bay in their chicken brine, or turkey brine for that matter, bay. You ever use any bay leaves?
Man, I was watching the Food Channel today, and this guy got bay tree, cut it up. He just got the limbs, soaked them all night in water, and by God, he threw them in the offset box and used it to flavor his meat with.
Right. Well, I have a rosemary plant. I have a rosemary plant in the back. In my, it's actually more like a bush. And I can go trim nice rosemary skewers and do, you know, different, you know, when you get into a little more different cooks. You know, most barbecue cooks are good cooks, period, in the kitchen, on the backyard, in the backyard patio, at a competition. They're all around good cooks, most in general. They're in the kitchen.
Well,
cooking.
I agree with that. I mean, because we all did. I mean, that's how a lot of us grew up. I mean, we started out in the kitchen like that and, you know, expanded it, you know. But, you know, I agree. I like the green stuff and chicken stuff too. But, you know, I tried it last year on competitions doing that. And it does not work well in Texas, I will say that. I guess it really confuses people. Matter of fact, this contest we were just at, I did it there last year. And I thought it was some of the best chicken we'd ever made. And they sure did not like it. So I've taken the green element out of my chicken.
Well, yeah, it depends on where you're cooking, no doubt. Profiles, regions, profiles, I mean, that's just bottom line. That just goes hand-in-hand with barbecue. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, if we're in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, it doesn't matter. It just keeps going.
That's
Kansas
right.
City,
right.
I mean, that's just part of it. You just kind of go with the flow. And you know, that old proverbial, go early and eat at a couple joints to see what it tastes like, because that's what the judges, that's what most local people are used to.
You know, and you're exactly right about that, you know, and we've talked about that a little bit. And, you know, I'm so guilty about not doing that kind of stuff. It's you know, unbelievable. And, you know, I think it'd probably have a whole different outcome if we do a little bit more of that. But, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, most of the time when we come into town, it's late. And, you know, don't have time to go around, check things out. And then, you know, when you're in the middle of the competition, the last thing you want to do is, you know, go over and eat barbecue somewhere. So you just don't do it. And, you know, I think it would be beneficial.
Oh, I think so, too. You know, just like sauces, just rubs, you know, your flavor profiles there in Texas, a lot more saltier heat than it is here, with a sweeter, sugary, salty, hot rub. You know, the rubs, the sauces, everything changes, as well as Kansas City. I think Memphis style, quote, people say Memphis style, but I don't really
see a lot of Memphis style other than, you never hear of Memphis style other than the Rendezvous Memphis style ribs, quote, you know, dry rub rib.
I'm not meaning to interrupt, guys, but I'm going to jump off. I want to say thanks, everybody, for having me on. Excited about joining the team. So thanks again for everything.
Glad you called in. We'll definitely, we all share and support and do all we can for each other. So we'll talk again soon, all right?
I promise, buddy. I will call in again. I've been listening almost every night, so tonight I wanted to at least chime in a little. So thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, Tom, buddy. I'm glad you come on.
All right. We'll talk to y'all.
You still there, Chris?
Well, yeah, I'm still here. I'm just here letting her roll and looking at this board and trying to keep it going. And Daryl's still with us. And, the chat room, we had it up and going. Jason has been in there, Jason Adam, and he's a big supporter of Barbecue Superstars. Got to give him a big shout-out because he listens, supports, always a part. He never gets to call in, I think, with his job. He can't call in, but we're proud to have him. We got a lot of guys that follow us and call in, and that's what it's all about. You know, if that Barbecue magazine, if he's sincere about really supporting the everyday barbecue team, it's going to go great. But if you just classify and categorize just a few different people, then I don't, you know, what do you think, guys? What do y'all think about that?
I agree.
Well,
yeah, I think he'll support us because he reached out to me, and I think what he said at the end really turned my head around. You know, I was really shocked by he realizes what the teams are going through. And you know, it's funny, as time goes on, how many of these guys come back and say the stuff I said, you know, and I really appreciated that. So, I think we all need to get behind him and give him a chance, because if you write an article or get in that magazine down the road, it's going to launch your brand. And so, shoot, let's give it a shot, because he's in New York now, and he's meeting with a guy he's not meeting with guys that play around. He's meeting with the big time guys up there. So I think it's something we need to try.
Well,
they were out there in a mess out there. I mean, you know, there was 2, 3, 4 of them out there, you know, promoting all this, even at the Royal. And, you know, to be doing that, you know, they're 8 months away from, you know, having this thing launched. So I would say that they're pretty serious about it.
Yep.
You know, he said they were going to launch.
You know what's kind of neat is it came
May.
To us.
That's right. Well, bottom line, we've got a pretty huge network right here, and we've got a lot of followers and a lot of contributors and a lot of people that like to be involved. And you know, it's crazy not to, because I mean, we're here with the door open and with our hands out, willing to help people. And, but like I said, that door swings both ways. You know, we're willing to help him as long as he's willing to help us. And,
absolutely.
And I think, and if it's going to work out like that, man, we can just keep going. And, I mean, there won't be any stopping us.
No, it will not. Well, man, I think we made it, Chadwick. I think it's about over with, isn't it?
It is. We're recording right now. Yeah, we're recording. We made it. We made it through another show. I mean, that's what can we say? We did it again.
I couldn't do it without you tonight, buddy. I appreciate you handling it at the helm tonight, because like I said, I hated to miss 2 weeks in a row, and wanted to kind of get out there and talk a little bit. But I knew there was no way for me to be driving and to try to operate a. Yeah.
No, I know it.
Bored tonight.
I know it. We've got Daryl at the helm right here. We've had him on live 2 hours. We don't get much. We can't get hard to get Daryl for 2 hours.
I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, it's been great, guys. It's been great. And, you know, next week we'll be more, we're going to be back on a regular schedule. I got to cook 600 steaks next Saturday night. And then,
how many?
We'll, about 600.
Good God almighty.
How many pits are you going to cook on? Just your one?
Yeah, actually, I've got a good friend of mine, actually, when we started doing this years ago, built took an actual cotton trailer, and I took the frame of it, and he built five 4 foot by 4 foot grills on it, charcoal grills, kind of like a Santa Maria style grill.
Right.
And so he passed away, and his wife still has all this stuff, and so matter of fact, she called me that day, and she said, "Are you going to do that again this year?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "I am." She said, "Well, we've completely reworked it and rebuilt it, and you just come get it and use it all you need." So, you know, it's great on that, and because it sure makes it nice. When we first started that, I mean, I think that the most we ever cooked one time, we cooked about 1,100 steaks for this. And it's for the American Cancer Society, and it's a great deal, and it's a good benefit. And matter of fact, Shenandoah will be playing for it, and I guess I'm cooking for the band this year. I'm doing the sides and whole nine yards even for that part of it. So we're going to have a good time.
We're just wide open, never stops. Hammer stays down, don't it?
I'm telling you. But you know, it's just what you said. I mean, it's what we love doing. We love it. We live it. And, you know, heck, I mean, you know, that's why I tell everybody else, you know, everybody asks me, said, you know, you don't ever sleep or anything. I said, well, hell, I mean, you're going to die at some point. Hell, you'll have plenty of time to sleep then.
I'm telling you, you know, the only thing that holds me back is money. If I had more money, I could barbecue more. I'm telling you.
I hear you on that one, too. I hear you on that one, too.
Well, we will do another show tomorrow night. It will be Jim Burke live in the house. Killer Bee's show starts at 6:00 right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. And Tuesday night, you've got Whiskey Bent in the Pit. Wednesday night, you've got me letting the smoke roll on Let's Talk Smoke Show. Thursday night, you've got John Reeves, Cole Smith. You know, letting this X Nation in and out. He's Xing something all the time, and he's got it going on Thursday night. And then Friday night, you got Big D in the house doing a Friday night live every Friday night. So I mean, it's pretty full, my man.
Yeah, I tell you, we're getting loaded down, and so what we want to do now is we just want to refine and just keep working on making all 12 of these shows better and better and better, and everybody support each other. We've got our pieces in place, and you know, it's hard to tell how far we can take this thing, but I'd like to announce the Barbecue Superstars Academy of Barbecue Awards. That's what it's going to be called, the Barbecue Superstars Academy of Barbecue Awards. Now, we'd like to form a committee, and if you're out there, you're a big-time man in barbecue, get a hold of me within the next. We're going to take people up until March of next year, and I'll put out a form on, or you can go to the contact on Barbecue Superstars and contact me, or you can call me. If you're interested in being a part of the academy, once we get the people set in the academy, we'll have to start an election process. But this first time around, we'll just, you know, we'll let people get together and let's figure out who we can get. We need one person from every part of the country because we want to do these things fairly. And then we're going to set up the Barbecue Superstars Academy of Barbecue Awards. And let's go. Now, October 30th to November 2nd. 2014 in Oklahoma City at the Hyatt, not the one at the airport, the other one. We'll set up there and we'll have our awards and our live television. What y'all think?
There we go. Let's do it.
That'll be big.
It will. That'll freak me out, man. I'll be like, what?
Yeah, you're going to, yeah, I'm telling you. And then we're going to have a roast. After supper, yeah. We're going to have a roast.
Yeah. I'll have to share with roast, man.
We're going to have a roast. We're going to give it some roast.